This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
In the flow. I am in the flow. Jennifer is in the flow. Kara is in the flow. Victoria is getting into the flow. It's Wednesday, the 9th of May. Whoop-de-doody. There are a lot of things that are going on. So let's get to the heart and soul of some of them with our trender, who is a trender in and of herself. Victoria Keelan, please take it away.
Well, Don Blankenship is trending this morning from West Virginia, but not for good reasons. He lost his race, and he's blaming Donald Trump for it.
Too bad. Boy, oh boy.
I guess for those people who say those Trump tweets don't work, they did. He was at 5 points before the election yesterday.
Yeah. Well. So good. The best man lost, or the worst man lost, or whatever. I mean, who was the best man, Jennifer, of the three that were running? In your opinion, you're the Republican.
You know, honestly, I didn't know. I don't live in West Virginia, so I didn't even know Don Blankenship's name until this whole race. But I think what was of note here is that President Trump, who wanted to put his thumb on the scale of this because of what happened in Alabama with Roy Moore, he said, look, if you are in West Virginia and you're thinking about voting for Don Blankenship, don't do it because he's not going to be able to win a general election against Joe Manchin. Pick somebody who's more equipped to go into the general. And he did that the day before the race. And look at how Don got it handed to him. He was up by 5.
Good.
I think, what did he get, like 20% of the vote, perhaps?
If that. When I saw when like 75% was reporting, he had 19%. So he got his butt kicked.
Now, but without, I think that the Trump tweet obviously did scare voters into, you know, GOP voters. But didn't he already have a pretty terrible reputation to begin with? How did he make it that far?
Despite that, that's what's interesting about this particular race is that he's on parole. He lives in Nevada. He's not even really living in the state of West Virginia right now.
Lovely.
He was blamed in large part for that the coal mine collapse that ended the lives of 29 people. Now he says that he went to jail to take the blame for the men who worked for him who screwed up. But I think the judicial system disagrees with that. So
yeah, and he'd also be the first person in the history of the world who would ever actually do that, even if that was true. So I don't know. I don't buy that.
Yeah, no. See you later, Charlie. All right, so what else have we got, Victoria? We've taken care of. We've dispatched Mr. Blanking Blunk. So what do we have next?
Well, more bad news for Hawaii. Two new vents from the erupting volcano on the Big Island have actually prompted officials now to order immediate evacuation of residents in the remaining Lanapuna Gardens. This is now over 2,000 people who are now, they're upping their game saying this is a mandatory evacuation. But however, and this happens with all natural disasters, a lot of people aren't going anywhere. And so now Hawaii officials are saying that not only are these people putting themselves at risk, but they're putting first responders at risk, too. And this is just a dangerous situation, and scientists are weighing in on this. They say it could be 12 years before this volcano stops erupting.
Wow.
They have no idea how long it's going to go on for. There doesn't seem to be any end in sight.
How exciting is that? Let's go to Hawaii for a vacation. V-A-C-A.
Well, yeah, if you think about it, that's going to Hawaii for vacation is a huge part of their economy. So if this scares away tourists, that's bad all around.
You know, the intelligent tourist is going to understand
to go to Maui
that there are other places in the four main islands to go to. And that this is not going to stop, just make the other islands more popular. That's the way I look at it. If I were going to Hawaii, which I am intending to do more in my life, because I think it's a fabulous place.
It's beautiful.
It's one of the places, it's like England for me. Going there is, you we talk a lot about refreshing, R&R, things like that, places to go where you can actually do nothing or, I'm not a do-nothing sort, but go and do things that are of no consequence. I'm always thinking, okay, what's the next thing I have to do, and how does it get done, and what do we do after that? And so Hawaii is one of the few places I've ever been in my life where I don't do that. And England is also a place like that for me.
What I'm curious about, though, is, yeah, there are other islands that don't have a volcano spewing hot lava out of them, but how does that affect, you know, flights? If there is there a giant plume of smoke in the air? Because I remember when the Iceland volcano went off a few years ago, and my sister was in France, and she got stuck. She couldn't fly back because there was so much smoke in the air that they couldn't, it was too dangerous to fly around there. I wonder if the same thing will happen around Hawaii.
Mount St. Helens is an example of, that's
the big island before you hop on a little jet to go to the other islands, so.
No, you can fly right directly to all the islands now from the West Coast. Every single one of them has direct flights from the major West Coast cities as far inland as Chicago and Dallas. You can get on a plane and you can go.
From New York, I've always had to go to the big island and then transfer.
Well, if you go from New York, I'm not sure that that's changed, but if you want to go to one of the other islands, you go to L.A.
The big island?
You do what?
Wouldn't you go to Oahu instead of the big island?
Yeah, I mean,
that's
now
the big airport
things
is.
Are changing. And Southwest is going to start flying to Hawaii from the West Coast.
A long flight.
Who wants to go on one of those 737s where you got to have rocks in your head, but it'll be cheaper.
Don't
for
get a window
while.
Seat.
Yeah. Although a lot of the major airlines like Delta are flying 737s. Some of them fly smaller planes too. Not often, but some of them have 737s that go to Hawaii from L.A. It's just...
It's very unpleasant. It's akin to flying across the country in one of them, same thing. It's very uncomfortable. If you want to go, if you're going for a vacation in R&R, then go, start it out the right way and get in a plane that actually has some leg room and has some just general comfort. Because it isn't so much, there's a psychology to flying in a small plane across the country. You figure, all right, well, if there's a problem, we can land somewhere because there's an airport every 50 miles. You go out, you take off from San Francisco or Los Angeles, you'll notice when you take off, you're taking off over the ocean, and you won't see another spit of land for 6 hours until you see the island of, well, whichever island you're going to. So it's very dramatic. When you see a plane, I often thought this when I first started going to L.A., when you see the planes take off, the airport is right on the water, and when the planes that are going to the Orient or the planes that are going to Hawaii or wherever, they take off and they go right, they're out over the ocean as they take off.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. You know, you
say goodbye to the land.
Yeah, right. Not the most comforting thing in the world. All right, so that takes care of that.
Yeah, but
I thought it was interesting.
Hawaii, so it makes it easier.
Yeah. I want to just spend a minute, sort of laughably, went the news media went bananas with their updates, live updates on Trump's announcement. The decision has been made on the Iran deal. The president has long criticized the deal as deeply flawed, so we're going to update you. What he said took about 2 minutes, and then after that, the big shocking news was Obama, Kerry, and the Ayatollah didn't like it. What? That's shocking, right? You never would have expected that to happen. And so that was pretty much it, folks. There's nothing more to the story other than the usual grousing by the quote-unquote experts who it's so predictable, it's laughable. Most everybody we talked about yesterday, the people expected that Trump was going to suggest that we get out of the Iran nuclear agreement because it's flawed. Apparently they are working on, or they continue to work on the nuclear program. And so, you know, so what? So what that Obama doesn't like it? So what that Kerry doesn't like it? So what that the Ayatollah doesn't like it? That's it. Speculation over. Next. Any more to add to that?
No. I think that, like we talked about the other day, I think everybody wakes up and we continue on, and it's not going to be the big deal, the big fear-mongering that a lot of people wanted to do. If this had been a stronger deal on a, for in a multitude of ways, if this had been a stronger deal, more people would have supported it initially, and it would have been a treaty that was ratified by Congress. But because President Obama, when he did the deal, knew that it was weak and knew that he didn't even have Democrat support of this deal to get it actually made into a treaty, this was very easy for someone to come in, the next president to come in and reverse if they didn't think it was a good deal. For the Iranians, it was a great deal. They got an airplane filled with money. And so to think that they're going to somehow be upset or starting a war, no matter what kind of grousing that you're hearing from Iran, they got what they wanted from us. They got a ton of money. Now they're going to get sanctioned again, but they got the initial off the top. There's not like a return policy like from Nordstrom on airplanes filled with cash. So,
but it was also their money, though. Like, it's misleading to say that, and I don't want to get into this further, but like that's not actually totally true. So
they're a murderous regime that was sanctioned by our government. So to say it's their money, okay.
Well, it's part of a settlement that we agreed to, so it's not just
Well, it wasn't
it's not
their money.
Us.
It was our money that agreed to the settlement to get these guys back home from Iran. That's what that supposedly was for. And it was just a coincidence that it happened on the same day. Yeah, right.
I think it was funny to watch the media response of this yesterday because you had, and I've seen a few montages because I remember it and I looked it up. There, Chuck Schumer, who led the Senate, you know, under Obama, minority leader now during this time, was not in favor of this deal, along with like 23
Everyone
other
said
Senate,
it was flawed, but a lot of people, Democrats. Most people said it was better than nothing.
No, it was Chuck Schumer said he would not sign the deal. That's why Obama didn't run it through to actually get it ratified, because he didn't even have Chuck Schumer's support. Now, all of that has changed because everybody says, well, it's better than nothing. But is it really?
I don't see it's better. Yeah, this is
written on.
Two observations, and then we'll move on. One of them is it annoys me when the news media says Trump's pulling out of the deal. Trump announces that on behalf of the United States, for whom he is president, for which he is president, the United States will lead the deal. Trump's not leaving the deal. Trump made the announcement, made the decision, and so it is the American people and the American government, the country, that
it's
pulls out
thing.
Of the deal. No, it isn't. Trump is not, for me,
if this was Obama, people would say Obama signed the deal versus Obama pulled out of the deal.
I may have been, but in the name of the, I'm telling you what my interpretation is. I don't like the fact that we ignore the relevance of the American people and have, whether it's Obama or Bush or Trump, it's like everything is theirs. No, it's not. They're acting on behalf of the American people.
But we don't have a say.
That's the reminder. The reminder is that if you don't like what they do, you vote them out the next time, no matter who it is that's in power.
Right, but we don't have a say for these deals. None of this, this is, once you elect somebody,
there would have been no deal to begin with. If we actually had
still
a deal,
there'd probably be a lot of things that wouldn't happen.
It's semantics. That's I'm pointing out
that's
semantical difference. You said that?
I didn't, yeah, I just said that.
There's a blip-out city here. Anyway, so that's that story. Ooh-ha, hooray, adios, muchachos. Here's something that we all have on our minds as we approach Mother's Day. Wednesday is today. You got today, tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday. Don't be a doofus. Don't be a dummy. Do Mother's Day today, right now, before it sneaks up on you and you hit the panic button. You suckers that wait till the last minute to get online flowers and you go to the store. Why even bother? Why not just say to your mother, I'm sorry, you don't mean enough to me for me to think it through. I forgot, so I'm going to go get you garbage at the store. No.
Do they make a card that says all that?
Yeah. Hallmark cards. Yeah. Along with the Books. Booking awesome flowers from the Books. Bouquets. From the Books. Books flowers are so unique, so special. Your mom is so unique and so special. So don't screw it up. Get the Books Farms to deliver to you, or to your mom, rather, the beautiful flowers of the last weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. Books Farms. Gorgeous flowers. Happy mothers. Go to Books.com. Bouqs. And enter the code Doug, 15% off the regular price. Order them now, Bouqs.com. Save 15% with the Doug code, Bouqs, Bouqs.com for Mother's Day.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Change at the hour, DJV time with Doug, Jen, Victoria, theme from American Idol. They're already announcing the American Idol Tour 2018. I got a note in my mailbox from the theater that I go to a lot here that you can see Gabby, Michael, is it Dernay, Maddie, Katie, Caleb, and Cade, with Chris Allen sort of as the host. He won in season 8. So this is already on. They're on the bus, ready to go. I kind of like Katie and Maddie. I actually watched it the other night, and I thought the two of them. Anybody watch this besides
no.
me?
Yeah. No.
Nah. Well, it's.
I honestly, you're the first person who has seen it that I know.
Really?
I don't know any. But even my parents used to love watching it in the last round, and they just didn't even bother this time.
They're averaging a 7 to 8 million. Listener, the beginning was about 10, 11. So that, in terms of how ratings go these days, is actually pretty good. It's a far cry from what they started with, 29, 30 million when the American Idol.
It's less than Jersey Shore is getting.
Yeah, really, is it?
Yeah. It is, yeah.
Enough to bring them back, because they renewed it,
yeah.
So they're going to do it again next year. All right, anyway, so that's on the table for this year. As far as last night is concerned, I do a spoiler. Well, let's just say Bones had a heart attack at the end. That's the cliffhanger for going into next season.
I thought that was canceled.
What was?
Bones. Is
no.
that over?
No. Uh-uh. No, it's been renewed. So.
I thought that got canceled two seasons ago.
It just started this season.
Tonight.
All right, what's on tonight?
All right, Botched has their mid-season premiere. This is a guilty pleasure for some people. It's a reality series about plastic surgery gone wrong, and it stars a couple of doctors who try to fix those botched plastic surgeries. The mid-season premiere of that show
who
is at 9 o'clock on E.
Who could possibly get pleasure out of watching something like that.
You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised.
I guess I would.
Yeah. All right, also tonight, it's the season finale of Chicago PD on NBC at 10. And I got to point this one out because I love him. American Housewife, which is a great show. That's on ABC at 9:30. Welcomes Nathan Fillion in as a guest star. He's going to be sort of playing himself. Katie and her daughter track him down to a Firefly convention. And he'll be on this week's episode and also next week's season finale. So if you like Nathan Fillion, check out American Housewife at 9:30 on ABC. Also
on ABC.
Are you surprised,
Jennifer, he hasn't got another show yet?
Yes.
Yeah,
I am, but
too,
I'd be happy
actually.
To give
He's
him an
so
audition
likeable.
In my house.
Kat, what's her face? Staten Kattick, or what was her name?
Yeah, she's got Donna Kattick.
She's got a show. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not going to go anywhere. That show looks so depressing.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
All right, on ABC tonight, the Goldbergs, Alex, Inc., Modern Family, that episode of American Housewife, followed by Designated Survivor, and it's wrapping up, getting close to the finale. Mm-hmm. CBS has a new Survivor, SEAL Team, and Code Black. And on Fox, Empire and Star are new. On NBC, The Blacklist is new, and then Law & Order SVU before that season finale of Chicago PD at 10.
So, and Abby left NCIS last night. Was her
yes,
last
Polly. What is
yeah, name? That made a lot of headlines yesterday. Yeah, was that
did.
Her choice to leave her?
Yes. She wanted to go off and do something else. Mm. So, like Weatherly did. And Weatherly landed on his feet. Despite what, I don't know where you get that. Bones was the most successful starter of the
I think you mean Bull, because Bones, I'm just looking at Bones.
Oh,
Bones
sorry,
ended 2 years
Bones?
Ago.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. Bones, I said Bones. I like,
Bones
I meant Bull.
Done
no, no.
Two, yeah, almost
Bull.
2 years ago.
Bull.
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 Right.
Bull. Weatherly, he still had a heart
him
attack.
Him, too.
Yeah, him, too. And what's his face left him? Yes, it was. The number one and number two new shows of the season, as far as seasonal episodic dramas are concerned, were Bull and Designated Survivor. And
that was last year.
Both coming back. What? Last year? No, this is the second.
This is not their first season.
Yeah, no. It's not.
Okay. I'll get
this
out of my time. I'm going to time travel now. It's 28 past the hour.
The intention of consequences is to teach. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. We have a tendency to minimize the pain we cause others and maximize the pain they cause us. When we mess up, we think, what's the big deal? I just made a little mistake. But when others mess up, we think, how could you? How dare you make that mistake? I would never. And we go on deluding ourselves that our mistakes are much more acceptable than other people's mistakes. As a parent, this can play out in you being much harder on your children than anyone was on you. But I expect more from them, you say. Great. Expect a lot. And give that much more understanding and patience to them. They deserve you giving them my 4 C's. Choices, consequences, consistency, and compassion. And for more on those C's, check out my book, Zen Parent, Zen Child. For more on parenting, catch me on my new show, The Secret Life of Kids, premiering March 16th at 9 p.m. on USA Network.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and body extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moltenhau, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Let's work on making this a wonderful day, the good day way. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen here to dance the day away. Our souls are born to you every day. You bear your souls, we'll bear ours. Thank you very much. Share your thoughts with us on Twitter, at DJV Show. Or if you want to get to anybody individually, it's at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, or at Doug Steffen. The day upon us is Wednesday. It's National School Nurse Day, honoring all school nurses. We just had a great conversation about school nurses. Victoria had one of the best lines. She's not actually funny much of the time.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I don't mean it that way. I mean, you know,
how do you mean it?
Oh, come on. Give it a rest, will you please?
Oh, my God.
It's you just
actually
had it,
a lot of people enjoy my very dry, sarcastic sense of humor. So I guess it just goes over your head, but that's okay. Moving on.
Yeah, I'm not smart enough to get most of your jokes.
What was your story?
Right. Okay, it's National School Nurse Day. Hello, school nurses. Often the first place a student thinks to go when they want to get out of class or they want to get out of school. Why not? Let's go to the nurse. We can convince her that we're sick. Call your mom and take the rest of the day off. This started in 1968. National Education Association established the Department of School Nurses, dedicated to the advancement of school nursing practices and health of school-aged children. Most of us remember the school nurse as not... Well, let's see, how do I put this tactfully? It's like going to Zumba Fitness. Where do I go and how do I get there? The nurse that I remember from Jonathan Maynard School was a lady who was old enough to have been my great-grandmother. And she was there. She'd, if you didn't feel well, stick out your tongue. She'd stick the wooden thing in and let me see what it looks like and say,
so you had a real nurse? See, my nurse all throughout in both my first to eighth grade school and at my high school, they were just like parents that volunteered. They weren't real nurses, I don't think.
Really? Okay.
No.
Well, anyway.
They knew first aid. and they knew how to dial your mom.
Mom!
It's either do we call your mom or 911? That was the big decision.
Right. All right, so Jennifer, yesterday there were a number of primaries. We talked about Blankenbum, but we didn't find out what happened. I'm disappointed because I quite like Dennis Kucinich. He's one of my all-time favorite politicians for lots of different reasons. It shows you how much of a universalist I am because he's very liberal, but he still is a very
conscientious.
He wasn't
liberal enough for Ohio, which
apparently
is so bizarre.
Yeah, it is.
The headline, actually, on the story that I was reading this morning, it says it all. Dennis Kucinich lost in Ohio on Tuesday night, but his old platform is now the future of the Democratic Party. And that's right. He was the super liberal one that everybody was like, oh, that Kucinich is on the fringe. And now he is not liberal enough for Democrats in Ohio. It's very strange. He lost to, and he lost to Richard Cordray, who is the former chief of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. And apparently this Cordray was promising people free education, free community college, universal pre-K, minimum wage to 15, protesting the Medicaid expansion and the program's importance in fighting the opioid crisis. He's out there almost in the style of Bernie Sanders. And so he won quite handily over Dennis Kucinich. And
but remember, it was an extremist on both sides, apparently. Who's the guy on the Republican side who nobody ever heard of outside of Ohio?
Who was the Ohio Republican? I actually wasn't too familiar with either of the Republicans running. And this is for Kasich's seat. But I know most of the people running for governor on the Republican side, and I can't remember by name, were actually trying to tie themselves to Trump. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah. I still think, listening to you, the way you tell the story, I'd like to know what percentage of voters turned out for the primary in Ohio.
Well,
and that'll tell me.
You ask, Dougie, and you shall receive. Let's
percentage
see,
of eligible voters.
Democratic primary. Here we go. Richard Cordray received 62.3% of the vote.
No,
that's 423,000 votes.
All right. So that
Dennis
doesn't tell
Kucinich.
Me what percentage of the eligible voters. I understand what you're saying. Give me percentages of those who won, of those who showed up to vote. But
okay, well,
more
you
important.
Can do that math, but let me answer your other question-ish, even though it's not your question, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. Dennis Kucinich got 155,000 votes and 22%. So there's a huge difference. You asked me off the air if I thought Dennis Kucinich would run as an independent in the governor's race, and I really don't think he would. For 150, if he could only get 155,000 votes in the primary.
If he hit the primary may not make any difference if only a few people showed up. For example, the last time we had a primary in Framingham, 7% of the eligible voters showed up because it was a primary. People don't vote in primaries, especially if the weather's good.
Sure. So what's the turnout? Well, whatever it was, he didn't do so well. On the Republican side, Mike DeWine won, and I think he was the odds-on favorite. He was going up against Mary Taylor, but their race was a lot closer. He got 59% of the vote. She got 40%.
Yeah, DeWine's a well-known name.
Yeah.
The interesting thing would be, well, Kucinich would represent the bigger cities, Cleveland, Cincinnati, probably Toledo. He'd do fairly well, and he wouldn't do well in Youngstown. Well, he might do well in Youngstown and Akron. Those areas have changed a lot in terms of they become very needy, and so they won't vote Republican no matter what. That's the area that John Boehner comes from. And he used to be there, but he's now moved on to bigger and smokier things.
Mike DeWine there was the Republican Attorney General, so that was his boost into the top seat. Now, another thing of note, in Indiana, they voted yesterday, too. Greg Pence, who is the older brother of Mike Pence, and I guess the owner of two antique malls, he's a businessman in Indiana, he got the Republican nomination to the 6th Congressional District, which is a seat that was once held by Mike Pence, so that's kind of interesting. And then, of course, a lot of people were looking at West Virginia, and that race there, and Don Blankenship lost to Patrick Morrissey, who's a former lobbyist, a congressional aide, and he'll face off against Joe Manchin, who did really well, too. He beat out his competitor, I think, 70-something percent to 30%. So, there you go.
I still would like to see Kucinich run as an independent. That's just
call
me.
Him. Can he now? Is it too late?
Sure.
In the general, he could.
He could.
Oh, okay. He could come back for that.
Yeah. All right, the Boy Scouts are in the news today. Before we get to sports, let's talk about first the name change. 108 years, Boy Scouts flagship program known simply as the Boy Scouts. The girls soon entering the ranks. The group says the name will change. So what happened to the Girl Scouts? Why do we have to put the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts together? And so what's, I don't understand. The name.
It's just the Scouts of America, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. Scouts.
I think we should get rid of the Girl Scouts, too, then. If we're going to just have the Scouts and then we're going to have Girl Scouts, let's just dump them and make one organization.
Why? Yeah, I don't understand the thinking here.
It's ridiculous.
The Boy Scouts are for 11 to 17-year-old boys, now Scouts BSA. So they should take the A off and just call it Scouts BS, because that's what it is.
That's exactly what I think, too. I think this is so ridiculous to not acknowledge that there are differences between boys and girls, and it's okay to celebrate them and have different programs in raising them. That's okay. But since we're out of that realm now, I think we should just have one, because why have a Girl Scouts and then another Boy Scouts that girls can join? It's just, I don't know, it doesn't make sense.
Well, I think part of the problem was that there weren't the same level of badges and things like that. So up until now, girls could never, even though you could go all the way up through the Girl Scouts, you could never be an Eagle Scout, and that's changed. So now girls can actually work towards an Eagle Scout badge, which is like the highest thing that you can do in the Scouts. So
but if
that was
really
part of the reason.
If that was the issue, then why wouldn't the Girl Scouts just adjust their program to allow for something like that, to have an Eagle Scout program on their side?
Well, I don't know.
Is this a comparison? The YWCA, the YMCA, I don't think there are any more YWCAs. Are they Young Women's Christian? It's all YMCA.
They're too near me. It's just called the Y now.
It's all. So one. Why isn't that a good comparison? They just changed it so everybody comes in. They don't have to have two separate facilities, so it's the Y. So why not just the Scouts and have it boys and girls? This doesn't make any sense.
You know, we all sit around and we scratch our heads about why 20-something-year-old men take guns and walk into movie theaters and shopping malls and shoot people. And I'm not saying this is the only reason, but I am saying when we develop a culture full of weak men, this is exactly what's going to keep happening. And we can sit here and go, oh, it's the guns. Oh, it's video games. Oh, and we're going to have these stupid conversations. And I'm all for women's empowerment. I'm a beneficiary of it because that's when schools started teaching women to be empowered, smart, independent thinkers was about the time I was going through grade school. So I appreciate that. But we cannot continue to leave men behind. That's exactly what we're doing. It's going to get us in trouble time and time again. It's a cultural problem.
Equality.
And it's ridiculous.
Yeah. All right, so now as far as the Boy Scouts are concerned, the Mormons are, you can't be a Mormon and be in the Boy Scouts? Is that what's happening, Victoria?
Well, no, you can if you want, but they, in a joint statement last night, the Mormon Church, which is the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and the Boy Scouts of America announced their decision to end their relationship after 105 years. The Boy Scouts serves 330,000 Mormon youths, and the Mormon Church is actually one of the largest sponsors of the Scouts, and they just basically said, effective December 31st, 2019, the Church will conclude its relationship as a chartered organization, and they said that they made the decision because it's expanded outside of the United States, and the Mormon Church wanted to explore, I guess, other programs or something. So I think it's really the new name is really the problem.
Yeah,
and they've also allowed, you know, with the scouts have had a long history of controversial, you know, should, do we let gays in, do we not? Now they're being more inclusive, and of course the Mormons don't like that. That's
like
really
that
what the crux of it.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
not about a name change. It's really a policy change.
All right, here's a the headline from Brazil today. Two one-legged inmates at an overcrowded jail in Brazil scaled the walls and made their way to freedom during an escape last night. A couple of dozen other people got out. The prison is in Rio. Police recaptured 10 of the 26 inmates. One of the one-legged escapees is among those, but his handicapped counterpart remains at large. So if you're down in Brazil and you're looking for the escapee, look for one guy who's only got one leg, who's wearing a jumpsuit.
So did he run away from police at that point?
Yeah, I know, right? How did that happen?
All right, sports time. Let's get into the Yankees and the Red Sox, Victoria.
Do we not have music anymore?
Let's have the music. All right, so what's going on? The Red Sox and the Yankees are going to London?
They are. Yeah.
That sounds like a big deal.
In 2019, they're going to play two regular season games in at the Olympic Stadium, which has a 55,000-seat capacity, so it'll be a big deal. It's the first time that MLB games will ever be held in Europe, and they also announced that the mayor of London, they have an agreement with MLB to a two-year deal that will lead to another series of games being played in 2020 in London. And so they're going to, the NFL, of course, we last week talked about, they have an international series that's been going on since 2007, and they will now have new games playing at Wembley and at Tottenham's new stadium. So,
well, one of the things
American
people don't
sports,
realize
which is, great.
Is it's not the ride over there is no different than going to L.A. So if Boston's New York playing in L.A. Mm-hmm. or Seattle or someplace
easy,
like
easy.
That, the plane ride's the same.
Yeah.
It's the same plane ride. It's over the North Atlantic, and it's kind of a fun thing, but it's the same plane ride, basically. All right, so Jen, Major League Baseball players are working on something that's quite nice, actually, when you get down to it.
The mother of Oakland A's right fielder Stephen Piscotty died at 55 after a battle with ALS. This is a fatal disease. We call it Lou Gehrig's disease, and it will always hold a place in the baseball community considering its origin and how often it's been used to bring people together to help continue fighting for a cure. As Piscotty and the rest of his family deal with their loss because of the disease, Cub pitcher Yu Darvish, who used to be on the Dodgers, and John Lester showed their support by donating $10,000 each to You Caring Fund, started by Piscotty in his mother's honor. The fund is looking to raise $100,000, and the Oakland A's say they will match up to $50,000 in donations. As of Tuesday evening, the fund had already gotten to $51,000. The Cubs and the A's do not play each other this season, but fans are hoping Darvish and Lester will cross paths with Piscotty at some point during the year. And as much as I was screaming bad things at Yu Darvish during the World Series when he was tipping pitches and lost the game for the Dodgers in Game 7. He's a really nice guy, and this is sort of up his alley, so good for them.
Time for you to change your life, change your tea. This is an all-organic, no caffeine at all. It's not caffeinated, doesn't have any GMOs. You'll get so much more energy. I even get more energized. I'm drinking it here when I start thinking about what I'm going to tell you. This is one of the greatest things that you will ever put into your body. That's what a listener in Tennessee named Timothy says. Here's Alana in California says, thank you. This is a miracle tea. Every glass makes me feel better and better, lots more energy, and I am going to keep using it because I want to keep going. Life Change Tea. Doctors love it. Patients, if you will, love it. Patients would be they'd be you. People love this tea. It's very, very good, very cleansing. I feel it. You'll feel it now. You want to get it, right? Go to getthetea.com. Go to getthetea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and they'll ship it to you free. Get more energy. Drink it every day. Feel good. Cleanse your body. Getthetea.com. Use the discount code DJV for free shipping. Getthetea.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The hour, the Wednesday DJV show, time for us to get into the world of technology. It's Tech Talk time. Victoria Keelan here with me with fart phone.
That would be your tech report.
That's right, my tech report, all about the fart phone. Anyway, Americans seem to be warming up to electric cars.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of interesting.
Yeah,
well, where are we? Yeah.
Well, according to a new survey from AAA, 1 in 5 Americans now say that they're likely to buy an electric car for their next vehicle. And that's up 15% from those who said who were polled last year if they would buy an electric car or not. And the interesting thing is if 1 in 5 Americans actually follow through on this and really do buy an electric car, that's an enormous jump in sales. And currently, electric car vehicles only make up 0.72 of the market, not even 1% of the market. So the survey indicates that more consumers are at least seriously considering this, and the biggest reason people said they would buy an electric car is concern for the environment. That was an 80% response of why people said they would do that. 67% cited lower operating costs. It's not just the electricity that costs less than gasoline or diesel fuel. It's actually, and I didn't know this until reading this study, electric cars apparently cost a lot less to maintain because they have fewer moving parts.
Right.
And they don't require oil changes, which I also didn't realize. So that's kind of interesting. I guess that's maybe a secondary benefit to buying an electric car.
I wouldn't buy an electric car.
I know you wouldn't. I thought you wanted a Tesla.
I thought about one, but then I looked into how reliable it would be in finding charging stations around here. Unless you charge it every day at home and don't drive more than 250 miles, it's great. If you're a commuter and you want comfort, that's great. It's because very comfortable cars, fun. But if you're driving any long distance, if I were going to drive across country to California,
You'd have to plan it. Yeah, you'd have to plan your trip out. But it's interesting because I've seen more and more charging stations popping up down in New Jersey.
Yeah, you see them in malls and places like that. Yeah, you do see
gas
a lot of
stations.
Them.
It's really interesting.
And how long do you have to stand around? You wait for 20 to 25 minutes and it charges it up maybe 10, 15%. So then you can drive.
Yeah, I don't know. I think each one might be different. I'm not sure.
Yeah. All right, anyway. But it is something. Listen, technology changes. We're all about science and technology and being influenced by it.
And if the price of gas keeps going up, then this is definitely going to drive people. Yeah, it's going to drive people to the electric cars. Yeah.
These damn oil companies are digging their own grave. They just they don't get it. Wednesday is today. Amazon Prime membership is seeing a price hike. Speaking of that, let's get that story.
The Geek Out. Uh-oh. Amazon has increased the price of the annual Prime membership fee. Now with over 100 million members, Prime is jumping from $99 annually to $119. Now this comes as Amazon reports a doubling of their profits, but they argue the cost of shipping and all the cool features excuse their first price increase since 2014. There are alternatives. If you're a student or a shopper on a type of assistance, you do qualify for discount. If you're not a regular user, why don't you just pay the slightly more expensive monthly fee only when you need to place orders or share the cost of the annual fee with a friend or family. And if you're currently a Prime member, the price hike happens for renewals after June 1st.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
All right, let's get to the fart phone or the bat phone, or is it it's the smartphone. Here we go. You can do a lot with your smartphone. Yes.
I'm realizing today's tech report should just be called Things Doug Will Never Do. You're not going to buy an electric car, and you're never going to vote from your smartphone. However, there is more. There are a lot of advocates now seeing the potential of a more modernized voting system because of U.S. Election security and things like that. And they're now using blockchain, which is associated with cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin. That's how Bitcoin is.
Did you just say security?
Yeah.
We haven't spoken to the Russians yet?
Well, voting secure. Well, yeah, it's something that people are obviously still talking about. But this is a new technology that they're thinking can now go into voting and healthcare. And there are a lot of people, it's not going to happen for a while, but you may start to see this on lower level, like local elections. And it's kind of an interesting way to use this technology from cryptocurrency.
Huh.
And it is a very secure way of transferring data, like super secure.
Let's hope so. Yep. 59 past the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.